Appreciate that. And I say what really helps me is she says she sung it, played it or whatever all day. It's been on her. And I say it and it's kind of a joking manner, but there again, it's really is. I'm telling the truth when I say it. Is if you could hear me like I hear me. Because I hear me on the inside of me. And just like she sung that, and just like I said Sunday, I can sing them songs at a pace that it's really touching me. Yeah. Now, it sounds different coming out, but at that moment in time, it's the very thing that I need. I don't need no big orchestra of things, and I don't need big bunches of music to go with it. I just need what I got to go with it. And I appreciate, it. One of them, I think Case led that one, 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. And I think I've said this before, but one of my other friends is, he was like one of the choir directors or whatever at the, one of them churches that he goes to. One of the ladies had passed away that goes there, and he told me on that Monday, he said, she asked me to sing a song, he said, and I'm just going to have to learn it, I guess. He said, I said, oh, yeah, what song is that? And he said, 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. He said, I said that to say this. I take it for granted that I think everybody knows the songs that we know. But it really, you go to church, you choir direct some, and you don't know, but he learned the song. About 2 or 3 months later, he come to me and said, yeah, that lady asked me to sing it. He said, and I find myself now singing it to myself. You know, and that probably ain't here nor there, but it takes me doing that to help me. The Bible says that David encouraged himself, and that's how you do it. You do it through the song. You do it through the scriptures. You do it from memories of church, the people of the church. I'm glad I've got something other, that I've got a well that I can go to whenever I'm pretty dry. But I can go to that well and I can draw out a few things to help moisten me back up a little bit. I'm glad to be here tonight, but we're going to read in Acts chapter 4. We started verse 11 or so. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Now, my thought is this. We have this day and time, and even sometimes we find ourselves trying to live with options in our life. But living for the Lord is not an optional lifestyle. He's give us commands, and I tell you, we ain't got no option but to obey. When he said in his word, Steve, when he said, the whole duty of man is to love the Lord and keep his commandments. He did not give us an option on how to live. We sang that song, trust and obey, for there's no other way. In other words, what it's saying, there ain't no other option. If you're going to want to receive blessing from the Lord, you're going to have to live for the Lord. If we want the peace that he offers, we got to stick with him. Nicodemus came to him at night and said, what must I do? He didn't give him a handful of options. He just said, unless a man be born again, he'll not see the kingdom of heaven. The rich young ruler came to him and said, what can I do? Keep the commandments. Obey all this. Well, I've done all that. Well, now, you sell all you have. Take up your cross and follow me. He didn't say if you want to. No option. But we have created options in our own life. And I'm as guilty as anybody else. That I find it okay sometimes. If I don't, well, I'll just say it this way. I'm grateful that if I try an option, that he don't let me go that way without telling me that I've got no option. And I've used this, and I know I've said it before, and I'm grateful for it. It's just like when I was on that high string not taping that roll up. I said, I'll not tape another roll, thinking I'll be okay because everybody else was doing it. And that's why I know he knows your thoughts too afar off, because he came instantly. He didn't wait. He instantly showed up and said, are you not going to? Because this is what he said. For a man to knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. No option. You either sin or you don't. And we dibble and dabble a little bit and we think it's okay. But we ain't got that option. Three Hebrew children. When that trumpet sounded, I don't know for sure, but I believe some of them might have said, hey, look, you can just bow this one time. I believe they told them, we ain't got no option. For one thing, they done already had theirself established. And if we could ever get ourselves just established, we would realize we ain't got that much of an option. Now, we got choices. And he allows us to make our choices. But our choices all the time ain't optional for his blessings to be bestowed upon us. And it's just like this. I guarantee you, if they was here, Kraft and Randy and even Daniel all and myself never throwed our hand up and said, hey, Lord, we want to do this. But when he said, you're going to do this, he didn't ask me. if I wanted to. Yes, I had a choice. But if I was going to try to have the blessings, feel the peace and the joy, I didn't have an option except for do what He commanded me to do. It's in each and every one of us. It ain't just restricted to the preachers. You know how many times on my job that somebody will be saying something other than it'll be kind of funny, and you know a thought crosses your mind that ain't necessarily good? I'm just going to tell you, them thoughts. I've always said we can't help the very first thought that shoots through your mind, but you can help if you grab a hold of it or not. Because that first thought was says, hey, you can say this, you know what? And they get a good life out of it. But then that thought comes and says, but what about the image? You see, so if we want to maintain the image that we're supposed to maintain, we have no options. You just do it. I ain't always chose the right option or that single option. I've made my choices. But I'm so grateful that them times that He never left me. There was a correctiveness. There was a withdrawing of the Spirit. You ever long to have it back? I mean, I know I've said it before. I'm sure the Lord fills you up sometimes when you're by yourself. And you just really love to tell somebody how it really feels. It's just like messages. He'll fill you up, then you get up here and it just don't come. Now, maybe I talk to the Lord like I shouldn't talk to Him sometimes. But I told Him, I said, quit teasing me like it. Because I want it to come out. I want the people to feel it. But if it ain't going to do it, well, guess what? He can cut it off as much as He can put it in. But it came a point where I said, hey, Lord, look here. I don't care if it ever goes out, just as long as it keeps going in. Because if I'm the only one that can enjoy what You give me, then I want it. But it comes with an option, with no options. We don't like to hear this, but God's got requirements. And He don't waver on His requirements. He don't give you no mulligans if you just went and did this. I'm just going to look over this one. If we want to be in the center of His will, that's the only option that we got. We can't live an optional lifestyle. Just like being saved. That night when I was 11 years old, the safety that I was in disappeared. If you've been born again, your safety disappeared. Now, you're at that same point Nicodemus was at. He told you, you must be born again. There ain't no other name given under heaven. No option. This is what you got. And that's what it's going to take. But we still try to have options in our life. Now, I'll say it. When I say we, I'm included. If I say the church, I'm included. The reason I can say that is because I know me. And I know what it takes to keep me where I need to be. And Brother Gene, you're right. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. But if I don't use that greatness, if I choose another option, it ain't going to fare too well with me. So, There's no option. Anybody got anything they'd like to say, do? Yeah, Case asked a question out there to the husbands and the wives. Said, who would your husband be if he was the one in the Bible, something like that? I got home, I told Kathy, I said, you'd probably tell him I was Jonah because all my messages are short. But no, I appreciate it. I appreciate you, Case. I appreciate what you've done and doing. So anybody got anything they'd like to say or do before we be dismissed? So Sunday morning, Sunday school, 10 o'clock. Or 9:45 prayer room if anybody wants to come down there and join us. So you can stand and shake hands with one another and we'll be at liberty to go.